Good evening. I'm Bryce Atwood.
And I'm Cheryl English.
And this is the Channel 11 6 o'clock news.
Secret security agents were on high alert this morning when a very dirty and disheveled homeless woman staggered too close to the fence surrounding the White House and began raving loudly and in a distressed fashion about something called alternative facts. She was subdued by agents who were forced to use several full-powered taser guns in order to keep the woman calm. She was then heavily sedated and taken to a local high-security hospital for the criminally insane, where she will most likely spend the remainder of her days.
My goodness, that's terrible. Well, in better news, President Sanders has declared every Wednesday to be Free Ice Cream Day. You don't have to do anything. Just sit at home and wait for the free ice cream, which will be arriving shortly. Those of you who are lactose intolerant will receive a back rub and a bag of peanut M&Ms.
He's really something, isn't he? On a sadder note, presidential nominee Donald Trump is still missing following his election loss 8 months ago. Despondent over the results of the election, the former reality TV show host and purported worthless piece of crap sought solace in his travels to a relatively uninhabited island in the South Pacific. According to reports of radio messages received by the Coast Guard, Trump and his family were kidnapped by a tribe of island dwellers who, as it turns out, perform a wide variety of rituals involving urine. Trump convinced the tribe to set his family free, but decided to stay himself. The last reports we have received are that Trump was tossed down a volcano after attempting to become king of the island.
Oh, well, isn't that sad? In other news, folks can't seem to stop talking about the wall.
That's right, Cheryl. President Sanders has decided to make several improvements to the already impressive Veterans Wall of Honor in McDonough, Georgia. Plans are already underway to add several canopies, as well as at least a dozen outdoor heat generators and food trucks that sell healthy but delicious snacks.
Wow! I mean, holy smokes! Oh, whoops! Sorry about the language, Bryce.
That's all right, Cheryl. I'm sure that our viewers are nodding their heads in agreement as they enjoy their complimentary ice cream. And hey, look! It's Albert with the weather.
Hey guys, how's it going? Well, as per usual, things are looking pretty good out there. Ever since steps have been taken to stem the tide of global warming, the weather just seems to get better and better. As with the rest of the country, it's now 74 degrees with clear blue skies and a light, pleasant breeze. Take that free ice cream outside, folks.
Thanks, Albert. Another great report.
Okay, folks. We'll be right back with an update on that story about the NRA, who have decided to make some changes to their organization, moving from the National Rifle Association to National Recipe Authenticators. With gun laws more sound and reasonable than ever, the members of the NRA have decided to devote their time to ensure that the recipes that delight your family are as accurate, tasty, and healthy as possible. See you back here in just a few minutes.